Sagde der ved mig ro.
KO4 HDX.
Morning, Patrick. How's life treating you?
Pretty good. A little damp, but we're good.
You'll dry out. You're not going to melt. You're not made out of sugar, right?
That's for sure.
They use Waze to tell me how to get somewhere just because I want to know how it works. I've never used it before. You ever use Waze? W-A-Z-E.
Yes, I have.
Many years since I gave up radar detectors. And all I ever do is just monitor what's going on with it and, you know, traffic around me and that kind of stuff. But I had to go to some place I wasn't familiar with in Greenville. So I decided I'm just going to plug that in and see what happens, see how it works. And I'm not taking the route that it's telling me. I'm taking my own route. I don't know if you've ever used it for that, but I'm just curious how it works.
And it's okay. A lot of times I find Google is better for directions, but you get the you don't get the user input.
Especially when somebody's broken down on the side of the road, or cops are up ahead, or radar, or that kind of stuff. All right, that's what you're talking about on Google.
Correct.
One time when I first started using it, I started helping them out with the maps. You could increase your quantity of points. I think you could see more or something like that. There's some advantage to doing that. I haven't done that in many, many years. But that's when I first started using it, and I was really excited. I thought it was the coolest idea ever. And it doesn't cost anything. You just run it. Anyway, kind of like having APRS running all the time in the background. You still got your APRS running? I haven't looked at my map in a couple of days.
You're running in the tool truck pretty much all the time.
That's the same with me, with my car and my motorcycle. Not necessarily my truck, although I did set up a radio that would do that, and it uses a faster. I don't know if you've tried that interface out yet or not, but it works. I figured out how to get it working with my Tiny Track 4, which put my Tiny Track 4 back into service. I don't like to have electronics just sitting around collecting dust. I like them to work.
Not yet. Like I said, I'm still trying to get my feet wet on APRS and get it working on a couple other radios.
Built-in APRS that comes with Kenwood or Yaesu radio in the tool truck?
Kenwood TMD710GA, something like that.
G meaning it's got a built-in GPS. Mine didn't have that. Mine had my 710 had an external GPS, and it was in my car until my wife bought me the one I'm talking on now about 10 years ago for an anniversary present. And that one got put on the shelf doing nothing until the repeater, the prototype repeater, needed the EchoLink radio. And so that one got put in where EchoLink was. So now it's supporting EchoLink. So when you use EchoLink, you're using a D710 on our repeater anyway. And then the 71A went over to the prototype repeater as a contribution to the prototype. Moving things around, keeping them busy, keep the electrons flowing.
Good job of it, I have to say. I'm impressed with how well this repeater works and how much you get done with it.
Johnny and Landon and Wyatt and other people that are contributing to it. Whoa, they blocked off my road. Going to have to take a detour. Okay, this will be interesting. We'll see how this works. That's a team effort. That's not any one person doing all that.
But I didn't know who the other guys were. You're the only one I know that's got any input into it. But hey, I was going to ask you about something this morning. I tried to log into EchoLink this morning on the way in, and it said offline. Is that something normal or what?
Yesterday, when I normally wake up, my wife woke up and she said there's no power. I said, what? It is kind of dark in here. So I got out. I got up and I started hooking up the generator and get everything going again. There was no electricity. Now, there was backup, but it had gone long enough to use up the backup electricity and got to a state to where it said, okay, we're going to shut it down now. And while I was hooking up the generator, power came back on. And then they come on with a telephone call telling me that the power had been off. But anyway, there was no electricity. They said there were 700 customers out of service because something fell across the power line. But they got it going again really quick. So it was back up and running by about 6:30, I think.
Didn't know what that was or how EchoLink worked on the repeater at all, so I didn't know if you had to keep it logged in or anything like that. But I'm assuming since you're saying that, the EchoLink is all at your house.
The internet connection goes off my internet connection. And then the radio that connects to the internet and to the repeater is at my house. So that's these two components are at my house. The radio that connects to the repeater and the internet, and then the internet itself. That's where the internet comes from. So, yeah, if I'm out of power, the EchoLink node's going to be down shortly after the power goes out and the backup power has been exhausted.
Saying now, I was just playing with it last night on the way in through the dead spot I got up there in Hendersonville, and talking to Bill and Tom on the way in. It worked fine. I got it all set up to where I could talk on it. And then this morning I tried to use it and couldn't log in. I'm like, what's going on now?
Echo too. They went out for a while. There were like 2,500 customers out of service at that time. And that's because the car, I assume, they said a vehicle struck one of their pieces of equipment. I assume a car ran off the road and hit a telephone pole somewhere.
Did Waze get you rerouted there around your detour?
The reason that I started using it is because I didn't know how it worked. And I noticed while I was talking to you, the map wasn't moving. And that's because I never hit go. Because it says on my car's display. I don't use it on the phone display. I plug when my car, there's this thing called Apple Play. You can plug your phone into your car, and your phone screen comes up on your car screen. And that's a whole lot nicer than the phone screen. And it wasn't moving. It was just sitting there. So while I was at the red light back there, I pulled it out and killed Waze and restarted Waze. And it says, you want to start this time? And I said, yeah, let's go. So now it's working. So, yeah, it got me. I mean, I knew the way around that, where that detour was. I don't know why they detoured it. I hope nobody got hurt back there. But it's where 290 goes into Wade Hampton. Over there at Fairview Church, instead of wrapping around Fairview and going up to that red light and then coming down to Wade Hampton, they wouldn't let me go behind Fairview. And I had to take that little 25-mile-an-hour road that cuts off to the side. And I was going away from Travers Rest toward Greer, where that detour hit. But, yeah, I just took that little 25-mile-an-hour road and got Waze up and running again while I was talking to you at the red light over there at Wade Hampton and 290 or 101.
Intersections right through there are kind of messed up anyway.
Point, because 290 is getting a lot of traffic. I raise my one of my multi-rotors up 400 feet in the morning sometimes, and I look at 290 like about 7 o'clock in the morning, and it is bumper to bumper down through there. At some point, they're going to have to widen that road. And when they do, I think there's a lot of businesses right in that area that are going to have to give up some land to make that work because it's just so crowded through there.
I'm with you on that, KO4HKX. There'll be some of them that they'll have to move their business altogether, like coming there in front of the church and that daycare and all that and the cemetery. They're going to have to push it over toward the church.
Or just route it behind on the other side of the church. All right, just route 290. Just change the route altogether. Don't even go through that area. Just abandon them. And they won't like that either because now they get no foot traffic or wheel traffic. But if you look at it from a map, it does a whole lot of zigzagging over there where if you just back up 290 a little bit and just change the angle just a tad, it's a straight shot to Wade Hampton.
Something's going to happen through there. And that whole road, like you say, it's so busy out through there. I don't see how it hasn't widened it already. And I guess that's why they haven't come in and repaved it, because it's getting pretty rough up through there.
There's one across from the old Fairview where old Fairview used to be, and then there's one up there next to the new Fairview. One's on one side of the road and one's on the other side of the road. So I don't know how they're going to, they'd have to move some graves if they were, I mean, one of those two would have to give if they keep it going the same way it's going now.
Problem, I hadn't been widened out and they're trying to figure out what to do there and who's going to give up what. But Dave, you be careful. I'm going to have to jump off here and go in my next stop and see what these guys need, anything. Enjoy talking to you this morning, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final, 7-3.
All right, Patrick, good talking to you. Maybe I'll catch you on my way back to Greer from Greenville once I get over there. Maybe you'll be done with yours, your stop, and I'll be done with mine. Anyway, good talking to you. Be safe out there. Slippery roads. W4DJW Mobile.